Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2018 Healthcare Business Women's Association, or HBA as we like to call it, podcast series. My name is Julie Kelly, and I'm an HBA volunteer leader and your host for our show today. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the HBA is a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. And our podcasting program is just one way we support our members to achieve our mission. Today, our discussion is titled Mentors and Sponsors Unite, where we'll explore the important role that mentors and sponsors play in our professional and personal growth. And I'm excited and honored to have Joe DePinto, President, Specialty Solutions at Cardinal Health, to provide his insight on this podcast topic. Joe is an accomplished pharmaceutical executive who has a successful track record of mentoring and sponsoring talent inside and outside his organization. Joe also has the distinction of being the first male HBA board director. So welcome, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Julie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as always, we'd like to find out a little bit more about our guest before we get started with our discussion. So, Joe, if you would please tell us a bit about your background, your passions, and your career progression.
So, Julie, I've had the opportunity to be blessed to work for 30 years in healthcare. I've had a variety of different roles, always within the specialty arena. Predominantly, a lot of my background is in the cancer industry, in the cancer marketplace. I've worked at large companies, bellwethers like Johnson & Johnson and Eli Lilly. I've also worked for some emerging biotech companies. I've done roles that have ranged from commercial roles as sales and marketing and global roles. And I've also done some global drug development in my time in this industry. This has all led up to the last 3-plus years here at Cardinal Health, leading our specialty solutions group. And the one common theme in my passion has always been around the science. I am scientifically curious. I've always really been driven to high science. And I believe what we've done in this industry over the last 30 years has really made a meaningful difference in patients' lives. And that's sort of the passion that drives me on a day-to-day basis.
Well, Joe, thanks for sharing that, and I think that I share that same passion. You know, I too have had a career in the pharmaceutical industry, and I it's really rewarding to see how much things have progressed through our efforts. So I align with you totally on that. And now, Joe, as a formal HBA board director myself, I recall voting on an initiative to diversify the board with talent that could help us move forward with our gender parity initiative. And I was excited to find out that you were joining the board as our first male director. So please, if you would, take us through that sequence of events that landed you on the HBA board.
You know, Julie, I've been really fortunate throughout my career to work on some outstanding teams. And the one commonality in many of the high-performing teams I've been on is diversity. And diverse teams, in my eyes, are always the highest-performing teams. I've been influenced by many leaders. Some of these outstanding leaders have been very active with the HBA, two being honored as the HBA Honorable Mentors. One, Joaquin Duato of Johnson & Johnson, who early in my career was my boss and my mentor, as well as currently I work for Mike Kaufman, the CEO of Cardinal Health, who was also an HBA Honorable Mentor. Both these gentlemen are passionate about the importance of driving diversity and inclusion in the workplace. I've been a member of HBA for many years, dating back to my time at J&J. So when the opportunity came up to join the board, I jumped on it because I recognized it would help me be a better leader and it would enable me to contribute as an advocate to gender parity at a high level. On a personal note, as far as it goes with gender parity, it's a passion of mine because I have a daughter, and as she is heading off to college next year, and as she enters adulthood and eventually the workforce, I want to make sure she has all those same opportunities to grow and succeed in her career as my son does as he's graduating from college this year.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And it's so great to have mentors and sponsors and role models in our careers. And it sounds like you've had two great ones. So, Joe, why do you think it's important to have mentors and sponsors of both genders in the workplace?
You know, it's really important, I believe, to have a variety of mentors and sponsors. And I think, first, it's important that we think about how they play in what your career development looks like. Different perspectives, different insights really help to understand what you want to achieve. I mean, everybody has different experiences. And when you have mentors and sponsors of different genders, it helps to build on those experiences, those insights, and they may attack challenges and problems differently. So I think it's really important to have a nice balance of your mentors and sponsors by gender and by race and other backgrounds of diversity.
Right. And Joe, you also mentioned that it's really good to pick a mentor or sponsor that can help you accomplish a specific objective. So you may have a mentor or sponsor for one area of development, one for another, and really it's that mix of mentors and sponsors that can really support you in the workplace. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe strongly that you need to have and leverage multiple mentors. It's good, and again, it's highly dependent on what you want to achieve in your career and what you're looking to get out of that relationship. So let's take a step back and sort of define mentor and define sponsor. So for me, a mentor is more reactive from a mentor standpoint for the mentee. Your approach to be a mentor, you provide coaching, help, and feedback in a specific area of development, a challenge that someone's going after. And as a sponsor, I see it as more proactive, that you have a deeper relationship, that there's an honest awareness, a transparency of strengths and areas of development. And oftentimes, those mentor relationships over time may lead to more sponsorship, where as a sponsor, you advocate proactively for the mentor. The commonality in both is open and honest communications on both sides. And one thing over my career I've always tried to do with both my mentees and folks that I've sponsored is always celebrate the successes, big, small, in between. It's really important that we celebrate those successes as we achieve milestones.
Yeah, that's great advice, and thanks for that insight. You know, so there's certainly a lot to gain by having mentors and sponsors, but, you know, how do the mentors and sponsors themselves benefit from engaging in these relationships, Joe?
I've been really fortunate. I tell you, I get a lot out of those opportunities to be a mentor and a sponsor. First, from my perspective, it gives me such great exposure to individuals that I normally would not have exposure to. And all good leaders are always on the lookout for top talent. And to watch and discuss some of the key areas that folks are trying to work through and accomplish hurdles that may be in their way and getting over those hurdles is really important. And for you to be able to watch people as they go through that journey and how they react to different adversity and opportunities, it's a great opportunity for me to see people that are high potential in action. So I look at it as a great way to feed my organization with top talent, with people who really have an excitement and a passion to do well.
Great. Absolutely. That's a great way to get exposure and to like filter talent, if you will. I also want to talk a little bit about the cross-mentorship, because sometimes in relationships, I feel like sometimes I learn as much from the mentee as they learn from me. Can you comment at all on that?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. When I've been in those relationships as a mentor-mentee, typically you have people that are in different parts of their career, in their career journey. Some may be earlier in their career, some may be a bit more mid-career, some may be more later in their career. And they have different experiences and different thought processes. So as you work through some of those challenges, you learn a lot about how they view different situations, how they think through things. That opens my mind up to the different possibilities, because as I've spent the last 30 years in healthcare, I have my strengths and I have sort of the areas I focus on for my development as well. And it just exposes me to different thinking, different technology, different opportunities. I've learned a lot, especially on the technology side, mentoring some of the millennials in our organization, because it's amazing to see their expertise and prowess around some of the technology assets that are available.
I say amen to that. That really helps us stay contemporary in the workplace. So, and I will say, being a good mentor and creating a strong mentee can sometimes turn into a job opportunity downstream, right? if you do a good job, these folks can really help sponsor you in the workplace, and I've had personal experience with that. So it is a two-way street and extremely rewarding. So when it comes down, feet to the street, and how do you go about, identifying and tapping someone to be a mentor or sponsor? Say, I've had a lot of folks say, I really would like this person to sponsor me or mentor me. And sometimes you say, remember, that's a really busy person there. So, you might want to think about someone else. Or, to your point, what is it you're trying to accomplish? So you've done this a lot. I have my tips. I'd like to hear about your best practices for helping other folks initiate a mentorship relationship. Can you comment on that, please, Joe?
Yeah, I think it's important to have realistic expectations about what you just talked about time commitment, cadence of meetings and expectations, and be specific on what you want to get out of the relationship. Hey, listen, so everybody's busy, the mentees and the mentors, and it's how do you optimize that time? It's having exposure to different leaders puts you in the position to ask for that help, and to raise your hand and go out on a limb, put yourself out there and say, hey, could we work together on this specific area? I could really use your advice and counsel as a mentor on this specific area. And a couple of good ways to do that, within Cardinal Health, we do it a lot through our ERGs, our employee relations groups. And being exposed within those, we have the Women's Initiative Network that has multiple programming and curriculum development opportunities where we're always looking for volunteers. An organization I am passionate about is HBA. Between WODI and the annual meeting and our programming, the volunteers are what really makes it happen. In volunteering and getting exposure to me and other executives helps you get in position to ask for that help as a mentor. But then you also get exposed to my network as well. So it's almost like a multiplication of people seeing you in action. So raising your hand, getting involved, helps you make that bridge to asking for the help. And people want to help people that really have a passion and want to get involved. You said something before that's really important that I want to also add on. In all those relationships, when you ask for help and you've gotten a mentor and you're working through that, as these people become successful, it's a relationship that typically lasts over and over that you go back to, and you can ask for additional help later on. And as people grow in their careers, I find it great and really fulfilling as my mentees have grown in their careers, and I look forward to working for them someday because of the great work that they are capable of doing and often do perform. So it really is very gratifying on both sides of the equation. But it all starts by raising your hand, going out on a limb, putting yourself out there, and asking for it.
All right, absolutely. And being specific. Joe mentioned that it's great for someone to ask you to mentor them. But what really enriches the relationship and makes it productive is when you come to a mentor and you say, I want to work on X, and that you define what the relationship will be, how you will communicate with what frequency. So expectations are set. And again, to Joe's point, have a lot of mentors and sponsors. I know I have a lot in both my professional and personal life, and probably in my personal life, people don't know that they're really mentors, but it's certainly a two-way street, and it's how you build great relationships, productive relationships to help you move forward in both your professional and your personal lives. So, Joe, it looks like we're almost out of time here. It was great to have you on the call, and I hope that our HBA listeners benefited from your insights, and they all have now have the next step for developing meaningful mentorship and sponsorship relationships. So thank you, Joe.
Julie, thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing everybody at a future HBA event. Get involved.
Well, I hope I see you at the annual conference. We're going to have at least an orange juice if you're there, and maybe something more. So thanks again for joining, Joe. And if you like what you heard, listeners, we hope that you're going to join the HBA to expand your network and your professional skill development tools. So this is Julie Kelly signing off for the HBA.